It's business time.
Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. It's time now for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with CEOs and entrepreneurs about their stories so we can better understand ours. My guest tonight was the co-founder of Threadless, the online marketplace that revolutionized not only the t-shirt business, but how many online retailers operate. Jacob DeHart left Threadless about 10 years ago, but that hasn't stopped him from continuing to innovate and start new businesses. Enter Porcini, DeHart's latest venture, which is software for the restaurant industry. After his wife opened a restaurant, he realized that the back end of the kitchen was in much need of organization. Jacob DeHart is here to talk about Porcini and his career in tech startups. Jacob, welcome to the Download in Chicago Business.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So am I accurate in the fact that your wife had a restaurant and you recognized there was a need?
That's exactly how it came about. We started the restaurant project a couple years ago, and it was my wife's brainchild, and she found the space, and it took a while to renovate the space and find our chefs and develop all the menus and the concept. And while she was doing that, you know, I'm a tech guy, so I thought, you know, what kind of software do we need to have for the restaurant? And talking to our friends and partners who are in the industry, you know, they showed me the incumbents out there, so to speak. So for me, it was a lot of antiquated software. It was software that required you to have like a Windows computer in the restaurant. Usually it's tucked away in the basement somewhere. It's software that you pay a huge license fee for, and then you pay an annual maintenance fee or service fee, support fee. And to me, it just didn't make any sense.
So essentially, we're talking about to organize staff, schedules, to develop menus, put menus online, to essentially put all the work that we don't see as consumers online so it can easily be accessible and organized.
That's right. And one of the main things that we do, and one of the main things that our chef partners were focused on, is managing your inventory and your purchasing. So if you want your restaurant to succeed, you have to know where the money's going. And you have to know, should we be paying this much for this chicken or this fish? How much should we price that dish accordingly? And a lot of restaurants just do it in their head, or they use like a spreadsheet or something like that. And so these software solutions, they solve that, but they're so old, antiquated. And we wanted something that was easy to use in the cloud. You could use it on your Android phone, your iPhone, on a tablet, on a desktop, anywhere.
When you start getting into this business and you're creating an app and you're creating a cloud service that would take on this kind of material, what's the reaction from restaurants? Are restaurant owners and other people saying, oh, finally, my life, you saved my life? Or are there still some sort of reticent reactions and attitudes saying, I like my Windows computer in my basement?
Well, there's a mix. And so the problem is that the people that have been using these other solutions, they've been using it for a decade. You know, if the restaurant's been open, you know, for 5 years, they've been using that software for 5 years. And so there is a little bit of friction trying to get someone to transition from an old solution to a new solution. So that's why we are working on like import scripts to get them off the platform so they don't have to retype 10,000 recipes. Mm-hmm. You know, we also support catering companies, and a lot of them have literally 10,000 recipes that if they wanted to switch, they'd have to retype all that in.
Oh, right.
But for new restaurants, small restaurants, or restaurants that don't currently have a tech solution, then they love it. They're really open to it. It's affordable. They can see how it's possible that it'll help them save money in the long run or even in the short term.
As a businessman, as somebody who has been in the tech world, how important is it for you to listen to the restaurateurs and be able to create a software and an app that caters not only to their needs, but what they may need in the future?
There's always a balance to that, because you can't always say yes to everyone, but feedback is very important. And the way that we've been working on the software over the past year and a half is working with our chef partners at the Heritage in Forest Park, which is my wife's
restaurant.
That's
your wife's restaurant, right?
You know, I kind of joke around, I wanted to make software for the restaurant industry, but I haven't worked in the restaurant industry, so I opened a restaurant. It's not exactly true. It's kind of the other way around. But
it's a good tagline.
Yeah,
right,
basically, right. As I watch my partners, whether it's our general manager or our chefs, write things down on pieces of paper or print things out or have clipboards or scraps of Post-its and this and that everywhere, you know, I just think, well, how do we automate that? How do we put it in the cloud? How do we make it easier so you're not wasting 2 hours doing this?
Yeah.
You know, make it so it only takes 20 minutes, and then you have access to it, and you can search for it, et cetera.
It is interesting because the restaurant industry is a very progressive industry. I mean, they put things on plates that you never thought about before. And also, I would say, pretty antiquated in the way that it's cash, a lot of cash, overhead's pretty tight. You really are talking about a business that maybe they learned from their parents, things of that nature. So there is a lot of, I don't want to say aversion to change or tech, but there's a lot that you have to get through if you want to get into the startup business when it comes to restaurant technology.
Yeah, a lot of people just, they know what they've learned from being in the industry, whether they learned it in school or they learned it just from working in a kitchen for, you know, 5-10 years. And it is a very creative industry, whether you're being creative with the dishes or being creative with the decor of a restaurant. And I think the business side of things is often overlooked. You know, when we were planning on opening the restaurant, we talked to peers and friends and said, you know, we're planning on opening this restaurant. And they said, you're crazy. Like, you know, don't you know that X number of restaurants close within the first year? And so it didn't feel very supportive. And obviously, we're not crazy people. So we looked into it, like, why are restaurants closing, this and that? And I think it's because people have good intentions, but they don't always think about the back end of it. They don't always think about the business side of things. It's not just making a nice scallop dish and serving it to your friends and family.
The longtime attitude or reputation of that old myth is people don't like the food or you couldn't get customers in. You know, it's just such a hard, it's a fickle business. But you're right. Really where it comes down to is the idea that the back end of the restaurant, they didn't pay attention to it, and that stuff becomes overwhelming.
Right. And so, you know, we focus on high quality, but we also need to make money. And so part of it is just focusing on having zero waste in the kitchen, knowing how much to order based on trends, knowing how much to put on an actual plate. Porcini will tell us exactly how much that plate will cost this week versus last week based on the market price of celery or something, you know. And so we can actually really tightly monitor what our margins are.
Jacob DeHart's my guest, a longtime tech startup entrepreneur in town. He was the co-founder of Threadless. His new venture, Porcini, is a restaurant software app to help with the back end of restaurants in the kitchen. We'll continue our conversation here on the Download on Chicago Business in just a sec. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. My guest tonight was the co-founder of Threadless, the online marketplace that revolutionized not only T-shirts, but how online retail, big player. We could talk all night about that. Yeah. Porcini's his latest venture. Jacob DeHart's in studio. Porcini, an app for the restaurant industry to help organize the back end of kitchens. And that's what he's working on now. What'd you learn from that experience of Threadless? Because talk about disrupting. You know, we talk about it being a T-shirt business, but it almost at the last part of the business is the T-shirt. The online retail and reinventing how we shop online was a big part of what Threadless did.
Right. With Threadless, it was more, we have a concept of creating a community, creating our customer base to feel as if they're part of this business, part of what we're doing. And T-shirts really was just the easy, no-brainer thing that, you know, was a commodity that you can sell online.
So the culture was the thing you were selling.
Exactly. So it was, I'd say if you asked me, you know, back then when I was at Threadless, it wasn't a T-shirt company. It was a community of artists. And that's what we were trying to promote and foster.
Threadless has gone in so many different directions. After you left in 2007. They've
right.
even become a bigger, the warehouses in the West Side, much bigger company. But what did you learn from that experience of being in the epicenter of a company that really took off? Threadless is known to be one of the original tech startups in this city. What did you learn from that experience that you take to Porcini?
While doing Threadless, we learned a lot of things, positive, and, you know, we've had a lot of failures while doing that. And what I think I noticed over the years was that everything that stuck, everything that was successful was based on helping the community, helping the artists, helping them promote themselves, help them, you know, become better artists, help them make money. And that was kind of my lesson to myself, is that it's similar to Basecamp. Like, Basecamp is software that helps right. other businesses make more money.
It's kind of like a to-do list online, a checklist, if you will, for businesses.
Right. It helps the businesses manage their own business and helps them be more organized, more efficient, and make more money. And so it was more of a selfless ambition to help either other artists or, in this case, for Porcini, other restaurants manage their business and manage making their money and staying profitable and ultimately not going out of business.
How do you balance the need for community, supporting artists, and making money? At the end of the day, Porcini wants to make money.
Right. And for what we're trying to do is, in the early parts of this business, is really listen to our customers. We've been open to the public for our, I could say, public beta since mid-June, so it's only been a few months. And already we have restaurants from coast to coast and on four different continents using it. And so you can really see the difference of how a coffee shop uses it versus a barbecue place in Vietnam that uses it, or the heritage, you know, as we can see it, I can stand in the kitchen and see how they use it. So it's great to listen to their feedback and see how they're using it, because we can focus on that. You know, it doesn't help us for me to assume what they need. It's great to actually see what they're how they're trying to use the software, or how they're not using the software. If they're not using the software for a certain thing, then maybe I need to tweak how we, you know, develop a certain feature.
The other part of Threadless, which was revolutionary, was customer service. That was a big part of picking the shirt that you wanted, the what was the competition or the different polls and things of that nature. But talk about customer service, because if you are catering or using Porcini as a barbecue place in Vietnam or, you know, in Forest Park or wherever you might be, I would assume that if something goes wrong with the app, it's important for you to be front and center when it comes to customer service. What did you learn from the Threadless experience when it comes to customer service?
Yeah, absolutely. Customer service isn't a way to deal with problems. Customer service is a way to communicate with your customers. And it's a way to keep in touch and let them know that there is someone out there that you can talk to over email, chat, or even on the phone in some cases. And that's very important for us at Porcini. So if anyone emails us, we always respond within, you know, an hour or so, even on the weekends. We want to know what they're thinking, what they want to use it for, how they're what they've stumbled upon, or any issues that they've found. I take a lot of inspiration from Tock, which is another Chicago business that's kind of disrupting the online reservation for restaurants.
Yeah, Nick Kokonis.
Yeah. You could probably ask Nick, and he'd say that Tock is, you know, a certain percentage a software company, but a large percentage a hospitality company. It's really about being there for their customers and listening to them and helping them out. We use Tock at our restaurant, and they have unbelievable customer service. And it's not just great for us because we can have a question answered quickly, but it makes us feel like we're involved in the future of that software, and it makes it feel custom tailored to us and it, just overall better experience.
With Porcini, do you, as the founder of this restaurant app, do you look out 10 years, 15 years? I mean, what's the growth pattern? What do you have to do to hit your marks? Is it we need to be in this many restaurants and we need to have marketing money to get people to know about? What's the game plan looking out 10 years?
Speaking of other lessons learned from Threadless, Threadless was originally a bootstrapped company. We didn't raise money to start that business, and we got to a point where it was making quite a bit of money. We had a good number of employees, never had to raise a single dollar or even spend a single dollar on marketing. And in between Threadless and Porcini, I've had a few other business experiences where we have raised money, where we have relied on marketing dollars. And to me, I just like my original experience from my first business and in bootstrapping it and kind of, you know, taking it slow and building it a good solid foundation instead of going quickly and hiring, you know, 20 employees to build something quickly. So we're a small company. We're bootstrapped with Porcini. And we have, you know, we have goals and ambitions, but we really don't have investors or other people breathing down our necks telling us that we have to hit certain metrics at certain times. You know, our focus is on making good software.
You could do this anywhere. You do it in Chicago because you're here and you're obviously the restaurant's here, but and Threadless as well, big Chicago company that didn't need to be in Chicago. What is it about this town? What is it about Chicago that keeps you as an entrepreneur here?
I've done business in New York. I've done business in California, and I love Chicago. I think the people in Chicago are great. I think the entrepreneurs, the technology scene here is great. What I like about Chicago is that when you have a conversation with someone, you know the other person's listening. And they're not just waiting for their turn to speak. And so I think it's really great for creating a business and finding business partners and just coming up with good, solid business plans and business ideas rather than a startup. You know, it's not so much, artificial intelligence or chatbots or this and that. That's popular. Let's do it. Let's create a startup. I see this problem in an industry that's relevant to me, and I see an opportunity there. So you're smart. I'm smart. This guy's smart. She's smart. Let's all get together and build a business.
You are, with Threadless, one of the granddaddies of startups, tech startups in Chicago. And before 1871 and all the kind of stuff in between, does it stay that way? Does Chicago still retain its authenticity when it comes to startup companies, the things you're talking about, as more and more entrepreneurs come to this town?
I hope so. I think Chicago has a lot of challenges. There is a big brain drain because it is pretty attractive to a lot of people to go to the coasts. There's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of opportunity out there, and the weather's nice in California. I think Chicago's here to stay, and it's only going to get better. With 1871, that was a huge game changer. you know, I'm looking at Matter in Chicago for other, you know, biotech startups. I think will be great for Chicago. I think it's great and only going to get better.
Jacob DeHart is the man behind Porcini, which is a restaurant software that's used for the back end of restaurants, kitchen organizing, menus, schedules, everything that needs to be done to keep a restaurant afloat. He was also the co-founder of Threadless, the T-shirt business, I guess that's what you call it, here in Chicago. Jacob DeHart, thanks for being my guest on the Download on Chicago Business.
Thanks for having me.